FM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The acting Secret Service director said he's ashamed at the agency's shortcomings that led up to the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Meanwhile, the deputy FBI director, Paula Bate, told senators while they've not determined a motive, they have found a social media account from 2019 or 2020 they believe belonged to the shooter.
There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
The Senate voted 91-3 to pass a package of bills intended to keep kids safe online. That bill now goes to the House. Lawmakers in Texas say Met has agreed to a $1.4 billion settlement in a privacy lawsuit over allegations it used biometric user data without user permission. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion providers in Wisconsin are bracing for more patients from Iowa now that abortion is illegal after 6 weeks of pregnancy there. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Madison is now the closest option for women in places like Dubuque. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Farmers Union is taking a clear stand on the upcoming constitutional questions on the August 13th ballot. A press release from Executive Director Julie Keown Bomar says both constitutional questions are designed to limit the power of the governor to distribute federal funding. The Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Democratic Party, the League of Women Voters, and the Wisconsin Faith Voices for Justice are all encouraging people to vote no on both amendments. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobbying group, and the Badger Institute, a conservative think tank, are supporting the amendments. Reconstruction on East 7th Avenue in Oshkosh has closed a portion of South Main Street through the end of the day Friday. The Oshkosh Department of Public Works says motorists and pedestrians should expect delays and plan alternate routes due to construction. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, and there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Cheerio sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor McGill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a 2-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in the Capitol City. Hazy skies. Keep an eye to your favorite weather device. Maybe parts of the state, parts, they're going to see some heavy or severe weather over the next 48 hours. Not necessarily a big line that affects the majority of the state, but certain places, maybe southwest Wisconsin, and then as those storms move across the state, could be other places as well. So be aware of that. Sultry, going to be in the 80s, heat indexes into the 90s. So be aware of that. Stay cool and check on folks that need checked on if they don't have a cooling device like Mr. Zomers. But he has a cooling device. You have a block of ice. You just sit on that. You're absolutely fine.
I just sit on a block of ice, and I melt through it in about 30 seconds, and then I got to get a new one.
Many thanks to Lukester. Luke Mathers for coming on today. You could catch an entire 2 hours as Luke sits in the host chair, guest hosting on Thursday, while Todd has a little procedure done on the old ear. And hopefully I'll be back and better than ever on Friday. Tomorrow, you're going to get an hour of Pat Kreitlow, Up North News radio host, every morning from 6 until 8, as I will be in Milwaukee. Great city of Milwaukee, and hanging out with Brady Ewing and his great family, taking the kids to the Milwaukee Brewers game.
And that should be a great time.
That will be, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying, a good time had by all. So looking forward to that. Coming up on this hour, we're going to go look at more of what's happening around the country politically, and in particular, a little bit more of this VP race. Because that really is what's coming down to now on the Democratic side, is the excitement is kind of on who's going to be the vice presidential pick for Kamala Harris, and also on building coalitions. Want to go to the text line? Remember, you can always text us via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, Civic Media, little CM logo. Click on that. It will download in less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King over at CBS calls a deal. Steady Eddie on the text line before the break said this: Todd, it's obvious you're rooting for Pete Buttigieg. How about covering some of the other possibilities for Kamala Harris's VP? I think astronaut Kelly might be a better choice. Signed, Steady Eddie. Well, Eddie, I mean, keep me honest, Mr. Zomer. I've been talking about a lot of these people.
So you've been talking about them, but we've been playing audio of Pete Buttigieg. We haven't played much audio of the others.
That's 100% fair. And the reason is because I just feel like Buttigieg is nailing it every single time he goes out. Like Jon Stewart said last night, this is why people want you on their shows, is because you're a great guest. And what you said earlier, your comments are succinct, pithy, interesting, factual, and make people, everybody can relate to it.
Yeah.
If I had to put a $100 bill on the table, who do I think Kamala Harris is going to choose? Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona, as Steady Eddie says, the former astronaut, former Navy fighter pilot, for a couple of reasons. A, he is the most vetted candidate. Now, those that might not be familiar with politics, it's a fair question. What does vetted mean, Todd? Do you have an interview and do you like him or what? Well, that's part of it. The vetting process for a vice presidential candidate is excessive for a couple of reasons. A, you don't want what's happening on the Republican side right now with J.D. Vance. You don't want a lot of things coming out from people's past and embarrassing you if you are the presidential candidate. And number two, you want to pick someone who could pass all the U.S. security clearances and be eligible, quite frankly, although that's kind of changed since the Trump era. But you want them, you don't want any surprises in their legal record. You don't want them to be someone that may have been compromised by a foreign national. You don't want someone who has had financial dealings with adversaries like China or Russia. And of all the people that Kamala Harris is known to be looking at, the two most vetted people in that regard are Pete Buttigieg, because he served in the military and overseas and a commander of, I don't want to use the wrong military term, battalion or platoon, whatever it is. He was a leader of his group in the military overseas. And he also ran a national campaign for president of the United States and essentially came in second to Joe Biden in 2019. So the press and opponents did, it's called opposition research or op-ed or op research. It means that your opponents have also had their private investigators and crack IT teams look through all of your online presence, especially for someone younger, to see if there's anything embarrassing that could be used against you. So Buttigieg has gone through that. Mark Kelly has had the most vetting. As Matt Flynn said on this program, you know, they don't let you fly a fighter jet if you're a little, what do you say? If your elevator doesn't go to the top floor, something
like
that.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
I mean, fighter pilots and astronauts are probably some of the most, if not the most vetted people who are American citizens. So you're not going to have any sort of surprises with either one of those two picks, and especially Kelly. Kelly comes from a border state in Arizona, comes from a swing state in Arizona. So Kelly also brings the advantage of possibly bringing Arizona's electoral votes with him. Very important. His wife, Gabby Giffords, former congresswoman who was gunned down while she was a congresswoman in Arizona in her district, survived. She is obviously a victim of political violence, has been an advocate for reasonable gun control. Mark Kelly is seen as someone who is more of a moderate Democrat, isn't really part of the quote-unquote progressive wing of the Democratic Party, balances out the ticket. Pete Buttigieg comes from Indiana. He was mayor of South Bend. There's no way that Indiana's going Democratic in the presidential race. Not going to happen. So he probably doesn't bring any direct Electoral College votes with him. I would say the next person in line is probably, and I would say Kelly is first in line, and Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, probably second in line because of Pennsylvania's, essentially, Pennsylvania is a must-win state, particularly for the Democrats. Hard to imagine how Kamala Harris wins without Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. She certainly has to get two of the three. If she gets two of the three, then she kind of has to go to the Sun Belt sweep and say, okay, you're going to give up either Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin, but you're going to win Nevada, Arizona, and maybe you win either Georgia or North Carolina. Those states that I just mentioned, by the way, those are the only states that matter right now. Sure, maybe Minnesota, but now with Harris at the top, that's going to come back around. Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont, yeah, kind of, sort of, but probably going to go blue. It all comes down to Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina. That's it. Then you've got, and I'm going to say this, by the way, Tony Zimmerman says, I think Vance could have used a bit more vetting. You think?
Yeah, a little bit. He could have used any.
Any, yeah. Don Jr. reportedly was the guy who said it should be Vance. I wonder how that's going for Don Jr. down at Mar-a-Lago right now.
He's grounded.
Grounded, yeah, exactly. The other guy who's getting a lot of, other person who's getting a lot of talking about right now is Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, who I'm going to say, Luke Mathers said during the break that he thinks that's going to be the pick.
I think it's possible.
I don't know. I mean, he's kind of a grandpa-ish. He's not a grandpa. I don't think he's as old as he looks. He has white hair and he's balding. I have pep, salt, and pepper hair, and I'm balding. Do I look like a grandpa? I don't know.
I don't think so, no.
But Tim Walz, been a great governor of Minnesota. I mean, I'm not sure Democrats need to shore up the Minnesota electoral votes. Maybe the thinking is that he'll come across the Mississippi River and do well in Wisconsin. I don't know. But certainly a great governor, competent guy. I'm just not sure he's been vetted on the national stage properly. And that's the thing, whether it's Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania or Roy Cooper in North Carolina, these governors could be great governors. But when they get on a national stage and have to do three events in three different states in one day, being a barrage of questions by national reporters, it's much different than having your state press ask you questions at the state capitol. So that's an important consideration for Kamala Harris. CBS News, as we said last hour, now reporting that the vice president will be campaigning with her vice presidential pick next week in swing states like Wisconsin. So a decision is imminent, and we will be all over it here at Civic Media. Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says, Mayor Pete is the best communicator we have had in my lifetime, and I am 48. He will certainly be president someday. I think our choices are good enough to win. Agree with that. Anything else, Mr. Zomers? We need to get you on the text lines. All right, very good. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a text or a call and weigh in on this. Again, I'm obviously a Buttigieg fan. I think he'd do great, but do I think he's going to get it? Probably not. Do I think he's a dark horse? Yes. Look at the people who've been campaigning. People have kind of been out there campaigning for vice president are Buttigieg, Shapiro, and Walz. The guy you have not heard a lot about, and to a lesser degree, Beshear in Kentucky, but again, Kentucky is a 60% or red state. Trump's going to win that easily. Sometimes it's the person who is not really campaigning for the job who gets the job. May give some insight on Mark Kelly. Not to say he's not out there, but
less
certainly
aggressively.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Less aggressively. Want to talk, and we'll come back after the break and talk about this. My sister, great, great sister, but also a great freelance producer. She sent me this morning. Kevin Gowan, sci-fi author and co-founder of the United States Liberal Party, with a great message about building coalitions. We'll talk about coalition buildings. We don't have to love one another, but we can like some more than others. We'll explain after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. Little Star Trek Generations.
Well, yeah, you mentioned this guy.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Indeed. Get some of that Earl Grey tea hot. you mentioned that this guy's a sci-fi writer that you're about to talk about.
Yeah, oh, very
and
nice.
I just had the itch to hear the bum, 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 bum.
People who know me. I'm a huge Trekkie, Star Trek fan. In fact, a couple of years ago, over COVID, the series on Paramount Plus, Picard came out. It was a three-year series. Put it that way. And I'm still on number two because I don't want to get to the end.
Right, you want to make it last. Yeah.
But you're right. So it's a little sci-fi here.
You know, just watch one episode. Watch the entirety of The Next Generation.
I know.
Watch one episode. Watch the entirety
of
The Next Generation.
I'm like that with Ted Lasso. I'm on season three and I don't want it to end. But I need to end it and then I go back to the beginning. So,
right.
We're going to get to the story from Kevin Gowan, the sci-fi author, in a minute. But first of all, take your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Keith, listening here in Middleton, Wisconsin on WMDX. Keith, thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So my dream scenario has gone out the window. Biden wins this election this year with Kamala, and then 2 years after 18, he says, okay, I'm done, I'm a retired. She ascends to it, and he would be Buttigieg judge as for VP. I don't think that Pete would be running right now. I think there's just too many barriers being broken with that.
Sure.
You know, between Kamala and then if you had a chance to people.
Right. You're kind of cutting out there, Keith. I'm not sure if you're in a bad area or not, but feel free to call back when you're a little bit better cell phone area. I think if I was hearing right, Keith's point was that his best scenario is not going to happen. He thought that maybe Biden would run, get reelected, and then in the middle of his term, step down, making Harris the automatic president, and that she might choose Buttigieg then as her vice president, all without an election. I think it's better that it doesn't happen that way because now people could go to the polls and say, this is what we voted on. But to his point, saying that he doesn't think necessarily that Buttigieg is going to be the pick because it would be breaking too many barriers all at once. Having the first woman of color to be president and then, you know, having Buttigieg on the ticket, who happens to be gay. I think there's some validity to that from a purely political standpoint. It also, if you want to look at partisan politics, it also might be that both Harris and Buttigieg are seen to be more progressive types. And so you might want to have more of a of a conservative Democrat like Kelly on the ticket to balance it out better. Let's go back to the phone lines. Keith, are you in a better cell phone area? Did I kind of summarize where you're at? Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you hit it right on the button there, exactly what I was saying. So I took you off speakerphone. Hopefully that'll help.
Yeah, that helps. it's all good. But be careful if you're driving. So, be careful.
Yeah, I am. I'm always very careful.
All right.
So I'm really a very good driver, you know.
I'm sure you are.
What I was going to say is my out-of-the-box first initial pick would have been Adam Kinzinger. And I thought that would have just been a knock it out of the park whack, you know. Obviously, you know, Republican, but more moderate, was on the committee on the January 6th. And I know that there's probably reasons why that wouldn't happen other than the obvious, you know, Republican versus Democrat. But it seems to me would be really kind of a great power program there between those two. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that was my thoughts.
Really appreciate it, Keith. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I don't necessarily disagree with Keith. I think that if Harris picked someone like Adam Kinzinger, I mean, it would be a stroke of genius politically. It would probably be next to the death knell for Trump and Vance politically. I don't think she'll do it, though, because especially with the short amount of time that she has. And by the way, again, let me say, I believe in my opinion, after 30 years in politics, I think she's had nearly the perfect first week plus of being a presidential candidate. She's done nearly every single thing right. But part of that is bringing people together. And she's done a masterful job of keeping her own party together. And I'm not sure that the current Democratic Party is ready to welcome in a longtime and former Republican, even one like Adam Kinzinger at the top of the ticket. I think that may do more to kind of create a fracas in the Democratic base. So as much as I agree with Keith, it'd be a brilliant move politically. Not sure that's going to happen. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jeff listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Jeff in Shorewood says, Todd, Democrats also need Arizona or Pennsylvania for the general. So I'm for Shapiro or Kelly. Shapiro, Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, has nearly 70% approval rating in Pennsylvania. That's I saw it more in the 60s, but maybe there might be other ones that show it closer to 70. But yeah, you're right. I think Shapiro on the ticket basically locks up Pennsylvania, which is needed. Much like Buttigieg happening to be gay, Shapiro happens to be a person of Jewish faith. And there's some consternation or concern among some in the political class, saying that is America ready for a Jewish vice president or president? I mean, remember Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, happens to be Jewish. And remember, this was tried once before when Lieberman was the vice presidential pick of Al Gore. Joe Lieberman was the first person of Jewish faith that I know of to be one of either the presidential or vice presidential pick. Again, these things, in my opinion, should not matter. And you can say, well, shouldn't people be picked just for the best person for the job, disregarding everything else? Yes, you're right. But unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. And so sometimes these other considerations have to be taken into context because at the end of the day, as Al Davis, former owner of the Oakland Raiders, like to say, just win, baby. Just win. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. We'll get to this tweet this morning by Kevin Gowan from the U.S. Liberal Party, the co-founder of the U.S. Liberal Party, who's talking, and this is great. You're not going to want to miss it. Is talking about building coalitions and not to beat up on one another just because we don't agree on everything. The focus here is defeating Trump and Trumpism. A coalition, a place where we live in peace and harmony. It may sound like science fiction, but it's not. Live long and prosper. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Education Department is releasing its youth mental health data update today. Many kids say they're anxious or nervous, and it got worse during the pandemic. State Superintendent Jill Underly says schools should offer more mental health services. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting about $1.3 million. The money will go to everything from wetland protection to outdoor education and even kayak launches. This is Governor Evers in a recent weekly radio address.
Unfortunately, many of these communities have also experienced shoreline erosion, flooding, pollution, and everyday harmful effects of climate change and more.
Wisconsin has about 800 miles of coastline. Evers says it's a critical resource for Wisconsin culture and commerce. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oneida Nation Tribe is getting a federal grant to help fund affordable housing. The Oneida Nation will use the $6 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Indian Housing Block Grant to build 16 housing units. Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin will get over $5.2 million to build 11 housing units. The Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin works to help people or families affected with autism find the supports and connections that they need to thrive. Kate Hess is executive director.
What we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different.
A golf tournament to benefit the Autism Society is August 13th at Thornberry Creek in Oneida. The registration deadline is today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A good actor or actress will do anything to get the shot. In the case of Jennifer Aniston, that means getting splashed with oil like she did while shooting a scene for an episode of the new season of The Morning Show. Few details were given by the New York Post, which posted photos of her covered in black oil. The Morning Show received several Emmy nominations, including for Best Drama Series and Lead Actress for both Aniston and her co-star Reese Witherspoon. The Morning Show is in its fourth season and airs on Apple TV. Gwyneth Paltrow has lots to say, and it's all important, according to Gwyneth Paltrow. On social media, the Oscar winner said she was confused about Robert Downey's announcement at Comic-Con last week that he will return to the Marvel franchise in The Avengers to play Dr. Doom. Not sure what's so confusing about that. Paltrow played Marvel character Pepper Potts, who was Downey's love interest in Iron Man. She could just be jealous he's seeing other fictional characters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/1/2024.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Kathy Bratz, who we're calling Coach Kathy, is coming in to talk more about how she lost 195 pounds. Maybe she can help us.
Then we're moving with the Melcors. Ben and Deanna join us at 7:30.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, a little sci-fi theme. That is the theme music from Picard, the Paramount Plus series starring Jean-Luc Picard. On my phone, thought I said Siri, but I didn't. I didn't say you.
Well, now you did, and other people's phones are going to be going off.
Right, exactly. Yes. It's a great series if you're a Star Trek fan at all. We're going to get to this the tweet here by this sci-fi author, Kevin Gowan, and one of the founders of the Liberal Party of Wisconsin. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steady Eddie. We won't go on and on. Well, maybe we will. If nothing else on this show, we love to milk a bit. Steady Eddie says, quote, Todd, speaking of ears, good luck with your procedure. Thank you about that. Now riddle me this, he says. How many ears did Captain Picard have? How many ears did Captain Picard have? He answers the question and says, Captain Picard had a left ear, a right ear, and of course, a final front ear. That was pretty good. That was pretty good, Steady Eddie. I like that one a lot. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So let's go quickly to Dick in Madison. First of all, listening on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, both of you guys are too young to remember, but Bob Dole took the role of being the attack dog in 1976 for Gerry Ford. Yeah. And that's why, especially her, you know what I'm going to say. It'll look bad if she has to constantly be aggressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, challenge, yes, and call out all the nonsense and the lies. But from what I've seen of him, he would give you a lot of red meat. I'm talking about Shapiro. Mm-hmm. Now, I did see some things that I'm not crazy about, one of his staff members.
Oh, okay.
That was involved in something, and so...
Well, I mean, you can't control either. Your staff, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But I've been very impressed by what I've seen on the stump this week with Josh Shapiro. Yeah, he doesn't take anybody lying down. But also, to your point, Dick, don't you think that, in a certain degree, I think it's good for Kamala Harris to be out there going after Trump and going after people a little bit, because it reminds people of her attorney general days in California when she prosecuted and won and put sex offenders like Trump behind bars. I think that's really good. It shows strength of leadership, in my opinion.
Well, I totally agree with you, because she chewed up William Barr. And spit him out. I mean, that guy did not know which way to turn.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me a bit.
Right.
But it kind of puts an edge on her maybe too much.
Right.
If she's constantly doing that.
Right. You want your whoever the top candidate is, you'd rather have them be talking about the future and what they're running for than constantly talking about what they're running against. And I think so far Harris has done a phenomenal job and expertly of balancing the two. But you're right. I think whoever she chooses as the vice presidential candidate, they're going to be charged more with being the attacker and going after the Trump-Vance ticket. So appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So Kevin Gowan, one of the founders of the Liberal Party in Wisconsin, or in America. Different. We're not talking about liberal Democrats. We're just talking about there's a Green Party. There's all kinds of parties, third parties that don't get a lot of press. But they do some important things and some important ideas. And it represents a certain segment of people. Again, remember in 2016, Jill Stein, as an independent candidate, got about 23,000 votes in Wisconsin, and Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by about 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. Had all the people, or a significant amount of people that voted for Jill Stein, voted for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is probably finishing up her second term as president of the United States. So where people go, people who normally vote third party or who are a part of third parties, where they go in this election is very important. So here's what Kevin Gowan, co-founder of the Liberal Party, tweeted out. He said, "Dear Democrats," and he keeps using the term Democrat instead of Democratic, so I'm going to take editorial purview here and supplement that Democratic. He says, "Dear Democrats, many Americans, myself included, will be voting Democrat for the first time in our lives this November. We're not doing this because we agree with Democrats on policy. We're doing it because we understand the need to stop Trump from destroying our Constitution. If you see us non-Democratic Kamala supporters on Twitter or other socials espousing beliefs that you disagree with, like on taxes or guns or whatever, try to let it go. Don't be jerks. Don't disparage and argue expecting us to go toe-to-toe and toe the Democratic line, because we won't. We're not Democrats. Being hostile to us will backfire and endanger our alliance. We made common cause with you in this election because our democracy faces an existential threat. We agree Trump is dangerous and we want to work with you to defeat him. Let's be grateful for this mutual cooperation. We can go back to arguing and being opponents after November. Until then, we have a country to save," unquote. From Kevin Gowan, co-founder of the Liberal Party in Wisconsin. I thought that was just very well said. And we talk about on this show a lot about building coalitions. And I think for me, the key part here is, and I have to be reminded of this myself, as someone who has the honor and the privilege of having a microphone in front of him every day, don't go after and attack people who are voting for Kamala Harris right now because they don't always agree with you on every single thing. The key is right now to build a coalition. So maybe some people that are voting for Harris, maybe they don't agree with all the gun control laws that most Democrats agree with. Maybe they don't all necessarily agree on marriage equality. Maybe they don't all agree on abortion issues. That's okay. We don't all have to be monolithic voters and agree on everything in order to vote for Kamala Harris. And that's what she's done this last week. She said, "I'm here for you. I'm here for all of us. I'm here for the future. I represent Americans, regardless of whether we all agree or get along, because we must come together right now to defeat what is, in fact, an existential threat." And that's not hate speech. That is fact speech based on things like Project 2025, which was written by the Heritage Foundation and included several Trump key advisors, and based on what Trump himself and J.D. Vance himself have said. We're going to play the cut in a minute of Trump talking about no longer needing to vote. That is an existential threat to what all of us of Americans believe. Whether you are a firm pro-life person and believe in pro-life and never an exception, not even for rape, incest, or endangerment of the mother's life, or whether you're a pro-choice person and feel that we have to keep Roe v. Wade or reinstate Roe v. Wade to protect women's health. You can believe in both of those things as an individual person and still also believe that the right thing to do in November is vote for Kamala Harris, because she will ensure that our democracy and the ability to continue to argue with one another exists. We don't need either side being in complete control and having no more elections, because that's not American democracy. That's not a democratic republic. That's authoritarianism. And it's very difficult, if not darn near impossible, to turn the clock back on that. So this is why we need to start uplifting one another. As long as you are on board and say, "Hey, for this election, I'm supporting Kamala Harris," You're a friend. You're an ally.
And if people are saying that, clearly they're being reasonable. I know a lot of the reason that people on the left have arguments with MAGA supporters is because they're like, you're just not looking at facts.
Right.
If somebody is willing to vote for Kamala Harris in this election, clearly they are looking at facts.
Right.
And so instead of arguing with them and yelling at them, have discussions.
Correct.
Like, because clearly you both want what's best.
Correct. Like we do on this show. A lot of our callers, we have great discussions. Let's play this cut. This was Trump over the weekend in Minnesota. Campaigning in Minnesota, talking to Christians.
This one's in Florida.
I'm sorry, this one's in Florida, talking to a group of Christians and saying himself that if you vote for me, Trump, you'll never have to vote again.
And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote.
We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote. Now, Governor of New Hampshire, John Sununu, was on the talk shows and was asked about this by Martha Raddatz of ABC News on This Week on Sunday. And he laughed it off. And so, well, you know, he doesn't really mean that. He's just, this is what goes on, you guys, is that Trump and Vance say these outrageous things that they actually do believe, and in many cases are in writing in Project 2025, and they will do it. Trygve Olson, who has worked against autocracies around the world, reminds us that when authoritarians and dictators, they will tell you, they'll telegraph what they're going to do before they get into power. This is not unusual. So this is not a one-off. This is not, oh, he didn't really mean that. This is him telling that he is going to put into place, Trump, a theocracy. A theocracy based on solely on what he perceives as Christian beliefs. And we won't have to have another election.
Also of note in there, I think something that gets glossed over because of how ridiculous this is, he says, I'm not Christian.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to hear that that's exactly what he says. But if you watch the video, he puts his hand on his chest and shakes his head. No, it's pretty clear he's saying that he's not Christian. And that's something that a lot of people have voted for him because of.
I've listened to that a lot. And you're right. Some people say, well, he's saying I'm a Christian. But most people have broken it down, listened to it, and studied the body language, agree with you, Zalmers. He's saying, I'm not a Christian, which, again, having been at the RNC last week in Milwaukee, where they're selling T-shirts that said, I support Trump and Jesus. I mean, it's a little bizarre. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the old hometown, Richland Center. Tom, listening in the old RC on WRCE. Tom, what say you?
Hey, in terms of third parties, I understand this is an incredible year. You really can't hardly think about him. But in the past, like the Hillary year that she lost, I voted for Stein. But you know that 50% of the people in the state didn't vote at all? And I was actually in a primary, I believe it was that same year, for the assembly. And 7% of the people that could have voted showed up for the primary. So the reason people went into third parties like Stein was because the platform talked about getting away from fossil fuels and jobs that were based on union salaries. And I go down a list, healthcare for everybody. And then you can say, well, how would we do that? Well, it turns out it's cheaper when you do those things and you make the economy bigger. It's just that the interests that want to keep it the way it is make it sound like, oh, we can't do that. It's communism. So the reason people vote for third parties is because they're disgusted with the other ones. This year, yeah, you got to say, hey, we can't let this guy get back in. I understand that. And I'm excited about Harris. But the third parties have a lot to offer. And, you know, this voting, John Wright's Voting Act, and the other one that they didn't pass, they include all kinds of restrictions on third parties, make it almost impossible. So even the Democrats are setting it up so that you can't have a third party.
Tom, always appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We'll come back with our final segment of the day. Tom's right. This election, got to vote for Harris, not the third party. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Picard to take us out.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media
app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. A little news, weather, and sports from ABC News or CBS News, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media. A sports update with our friend Mike Clemens. And weather, a little news from Terry Bell and his team, and then you're all set for the Maggie Dawn Show. This week, filling in for Maggie Dawn, I believe it's either Dan Schaefer or Matt Rothschild, I believe. Does that sound correct, Mrs. Albers? Sure.
Somebody. I do not personally know at this time.
Sorry. I teed it up the wrong way. I apologize. That's on me. But someone will be there. Rest assured, someone will be behind the microphone at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And then tomorrow, it's going to be Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio in beautiful Lake Wissota. He will be here for the first hour of the show, live and in person, in case Kamala Harris makes her selection for vice president tomorrow. So join Patrick and Mr. Zomers tomorrow. And then in the second hour, we're going to rerun last Wednesday's second hour when Trygve Olsen was here and had that great discussion on, which is very personal for Trygve and his wife, on women's reproductive rights, about losing a child. Just a great discussion, great calls. So we're going to replay that for you tomorrow in hour number two. And then on Thursday, it will be Luke Sturmathers. It'll be 2 hours of tangents with Luke Mathers and Aaron Zomers on Thursday while Todd is out. And then, God willing, if the river doesn't rise, and all things considered, I'll be back here behind the microphone on Friday.
And if not, I'll just do 2 hours of Board Game of the Week with one yes. game. I'll talk about it for 2 hours. I'll play it.
You'll literally play a two-hour board game on Friday. Now, that would be something.
And if I use the board game that I was planning to do, it involves not talking as a mechanic in the game. So that'd be really good if I play that for 2 hours.
2 hours of radio silence on Friday.
Not silence. You'd occasionally hear just like a dice rolling a dice or something.
Right. No, we'll have a show on Friday regardless.
We will.
Brady Ewing is scheduled to be on the show on Friday. Talk a little. Badgers are getting gearing up for their training camp, Badger football. Of course, Brady was a 3-time Big Ten champion, 3 Rose Bowls, captain of the team, and spent 3 years in the NFL. So Brady is scheduled to join us on Friday. I will see him tomorrow and his wonderful wife and their 4 boys, mom and dad, take a little trip down to Milwaukee. Really looking forward to that. Going to be a lot of fun. So I will talk to you again live on a Friday, but be here tomorrow for Kreitlow and Zomers, and then for Luke on Thursday. Here's some news for you. For our great friends at Culver's. This is a great way to kind of wrap up the show here. From Channel 3000, the great CBS affiliate here in Madison, a meal curated by J.J. Watt. Speaking of former great Badgers, J.J. Watt will soon be made available for purchase at Culver's for a limited time only.
J.J. Watt will be available for purchase at Culver's?
No. There'll be a lot of people lining up. No, a meal curated by him for a limited time only next week. So mark your calendars. Culver's announced that customers can purchase the meal called J.J.'s Way Meal starting on Monday, August 5th through September 29th. Guests who order the JJ's Way meal will receive the following. Now, you got to be hungry for this, but JJ's, he's a big guy, right? Big boy. You'll receive the following. The Culver's Deluxe Wisconsin Cheeseburger. Culver's Deluxe Wisconsin Cheese Curds Culver's. And also their signature root beer, a turtle sundae with chocolate and fresh frozen custard. So you get the deluxe Wisconsin cheeseburger. You get cheese curds, Culver's signature root beer, and a turtle sundae. For every purchase of this, Culver's will make a $1 donation to the J.J. Watt Foundation for every J.J.'s Way meal, up to $100,000. Culver said, quote, Culver's is born and raised in Wisconsin and could not imagine a more perfect partner for our first celebrity than J.J. Watt, said Julie Fussner, Culver's chief marketing officer.
Who's been on the show, correct?
Who's been on, yes. J.J. said, I grew up going to Culver's all the time. So Butterburgers and fresh frozen custard bring back a lot of great memories. Watt went on to say, quote, it's crazy to think about having my own meal at a place I've been visiting with my friends and family, unquote. So there you go. Help yourself to a great meal at Culver's starting next week, the 5th of August through September 29th. Get a great meal, a deluxe Wisconsin cheeseburger, cheese curds, Culver's signature root beer, and a turtle sundae. And for every one of those that you buy for the next month, a dollar goes to the J.J. Watt Foundation. Up to 100 grand.
Well, I guess I'm going to Culver's next week, but I'm going to have to ask for a substitution so I don't die.
It's a lot of food, but I mean,
because Turtle Sunday has pecans in it.
Oh, well, you're a nut. You can't do the nuts, yeah. Well, yeah. just get a hot fudge sundae. You could probably substitute that.
I'm sure I can.
It'll be fine. But believe me when I say, I don't know the Watts personally, but Brady Ewing does, who I obviously know very well. And he vouches and says J.J. Watt is the real deal. It's not made up. It's not some facade. It's not like the guy is a jerk behind the scenes. J.J. Watt, his brothers, T.J. and Derek, and their whole family from Pewaukee are just great Wisconsinites. The Watt family is a part of what makes Wisconsin great. And the amount of money that J.J. Watt raised for his foundation in Houston, particularly during that hurricane, and the amount of good that he has done, not just in Houston, but in Wisconsin and all over the country in affecting and touching kids' lives and just everyday human lives is incredible.
It really is.
And I think it's a great example that we can't all be J.J. Watt. Each of us in our own way can do something good, can affect someone's life. And maybe sometimes it's just holding a door open for someone. Sometimes if you encounter a barista who's clearly having a bad day, put an extra $5 or $10 in their tip jar. Maybe it's giving someone a genuine compliment. Or if you're able, do what JJ's doing. Up to $100,000 with the help of the great folks, Craig and Lee Culver at Culver's and the entire Culver's organization. Culver's, as we've talked about before, what you don't hear is about the Culver's Foundation. They have given millions of dollars to public education in the state of Wisconsin from their foundation. They have given hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships. That's what makes Wisconsin great. It's not just the great custard or the great football. It's the humanity. And we all can't be Craig and Lee Culver. We all can't be J.J. Watt, but we can each do something. Do your part today. Make Wisconsin an even better place than it is today. Then many thanks to Luke Mathers, to Aaron Zommers. Tomorrow again, Pat Kreitlow. And then on Thursday, it is Luke Mathers in. I'll see you again on Friday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and have some Culvers. See you Friday.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brenna Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.